I'm speaking to Martin Chulov, who's in Ghazi. Martin, what are you witnessing there?
Well, I'm in a military base in the center of the city. It's one of the only bases in the city that wasn't burned and pillaged during the violent clashes of a week ago, and there was a reason for that. It had always been the intention of the rebel leaders here to use this as a place to regroup, to restage, to prepare weapons for some potential assault on the capital at some point. And that's indeed what they are doing now. As I speak to you, there are thousands of rounds of heavy ammunition being oiled and greased on in the car park here. There are anti-aircraft weapons being fully prepared. There are dozens of soldiers milling around. All of these were former regime loyalists. They've now defected to the opposition, and they're now training and preparing. They're readying themselves for what they believe may be an inevitable clash with regime elements to the west, who we were told today are starting to regain some of the ground they lost as they fled from Benghazi and eastern Libya last week.
So they are intending to what, march on Tripoli, or how are they sort of planning their next move?
For the moment, they're just staging. They're preparing themselves. There are no concrete plans. A leadership is just taking shape here. Yesterday, we saw some kind of a national committee formed, which will give a political face to this revolution. This is the military element. They're preparing themselves. They have no plans. They do have a leadership, but those decisions will be taken in the coming days. What they are doing now is readying weapons, preparing everything that they can for even when orders come to move.
So what's your feeling about what we could see in the days and weeks to come then? It sounds like they're very prepared for this to become violent, I suppose.
Well, after a euphoric week in which revolutionaries, rebels, whatever you'd like to call them, did bask in the glory here of a dramatic victory. Remember, Gaddafi's mighty army was ousted in a matter of a day and a half here, and it did flee west. Since then, things have stagnated a little. There hasn't been that glorious march to Tripoli that many of them had expected. It has become a bit of a grind in terms of progress on the capital and getting Gaddafi to stand down and to move on. So now it's moved into a more, I guess, realistic, sort of grim phase, and that is that this could take a long time. This could take weeks to play out. It's not going to be a rapid capitulation.
And we've been seeing some reports on television here sort of suggesting, questioning whether people in Benghazi or in the places that sort of have their own control now, whether there's much feel of a need to go and claim other places like Tripoli if they are still Gaddafi strongholds. I mean, what impression from speaking to people there?
What they've been hoping for is that Tripoli will fall almost by a matter of osmosis. That the people will rise up, they will realise the inevitable, and that they will go with the strength which they believe to be the opposition. They at this have not seen any real need to march in the capital because they thought it would fall by itself. But as I said, a different reality is starting to creep in now, and that is that it may need to be taken with a fight.
And just finally, what's the sort of demographic of these people who you're with at the moment, Martin? Are they kind of the young protesters who sort of use the internet to stage these protests, or are they more old hands who have moved over?
These are all old military hands, the ones I'm standing amongst now. They're ranking officers, ranking soldiers. There's a brigadier general here, a couple of colonels, and most of them are foot soldiers. They've taken anti-aircraft positions in their past life as Libyan soldiers, and now they're doing the same as rebels. So this is pretty much the standing army that's defected en masse.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Martin, and we'll speak to you again later, I'm sure.
Thanks very much.